Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. righty. Well, okay. Well, let's get into some music.
Money, my only. again, wrestling not to believe things you say I am. When I've forgotten what's inside and who I'm meant to be, I'm reminded what's inside has not forgotten me.
Thank you.
touch my faith. Help me believe that the stories that I know of myself are not
lying. Oh,
enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Well, let's get into the messages. It's called Peace in All Circumstances. One of the most powerful marks of a believer is transcendent peace. This world offers us no reason to be peaceful. It offers us no reason to be without stress, burdens, cares, and total frustration. But we serve a God who offers us peace during any circumstance. We serve a God in whom all true peace finds its source. So may you discover the heart of your Heavenly Father to bring you peace this week. Verses telling us, telling of the peace available to us in circumstances are some of the most encouraging and powerful truths of Scripture. God longs for us to be children marked by the peace of our Father. He longs for us to have peace in the good and bad times because He remains faithful and good always. He longs for us to be so founded in Him that this world can't shake us. You and I have every reason to live without stresses and cares of the world, save one good God dwells within us. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all." We serve the Lord of peace. The Holy Spirit who dwells within us is wholly peaceful. And Galatians 5:22 tells us that He will bear the fruit of peace in our lives if we simply live in continued communion with Him. Circumstances begin to rob us of our peace the minute we choose to live as God is within us. Trials and tribulations will become all-consuming if we allow them to. You see, we are not to live with our physical eyes as our sole source of truth. God has granted us spiritual eyes and the ability to have faith in His faithfulness and goodness regardless of our circumstances. He gives us the ability to choose to live with the union with Him as our foundation. We are not alone. We are never alone. The God who authored Scripture and knows all of eternity raised Christ from the dead and empowered the disciples dwells within us always. You will only live with peace in this life to the level that you live out of union you have with God. In every situation, God is with you, ready and willing to lead you, empower you, sustain you, and fill you with peace in response to your trust. John chapter 14 verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." So peace is our portion. And this peace is not given as the world gives based on the fickle nature of man and the ever-changing opinion of the world. Heavenly peace finds its source solely in the unchanging nature of our good and loving Heavenly Father. You and I are commanded by Jesus, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We must take captive our emotions and ground them in the unshakable nature of God. We must allow a direct connection from our hearts to the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, letting Him speak to us, fill us, and direct our every moment. The peace of God transcends anything we will experience on this earth. If we place our lives in the capable hands of our Heavenly Father, we can trust that His perfect, pleasing plans will be done in our lives. So take time today to ground your peace in the unshakable nature of your Heavenly Father. Take time to turn your eyes away from the world as your source of peace and set them instead of the union with God. May the Holy Spirit reveal His nearness to you in mighty and powerful ways today as you open your heart and receive His loving presence. So meditate on peace available to you in all circumstances. In what ways do you look to the world for your peace? Who or what holds the reins of your emotions in peace? Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal His nearness to you. Ask Him to help you discover the union you already have with Him. Take your eyes off the things of the world and establish your peace in God alone. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? In Job 33, verse 4, the Spirit of God has made me and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. In Romans 15, 10:15-13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. So learning to receive our peace from God alone is a process. When we live with the world as our emotional source, it takes time to ground ourselves in God. But this is a process worth doing. God has unshakable peace in store for you every day, regardless of the circumstances that you face. He has love, joy, and steadfastness available to you in every trial and tribulation. So look to God as your source today and discover the abundant life available to you in Him alone. I highly suggest you read John chapter 14. It'll bring this devotional more delight. Amen. Now the question comes, okay, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. Because you're going to get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life and you need some? Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the issues may be, the Lord God can take them away. But in order to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So, with that being said, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Now, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and push the one key. When you push the one key, you'll come on live and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All righty. Well, we got some callers. Okay, 111.
Idiot. Idiot.
Okay. Yeah, that was an idiot. Okay. Well, let's play some music.
Thank you.
Imagine they armed a literal wingspan and ran as fast as they can in anticipation dynamics kick in, only to be reminded of the space we live in.
Yeah.
Did you vote? There was an election today in Texas. Did you vote?
No, I did not.
Oh. What about Tony? Did he vote?
Yeah, he voted.
Did Victor
vote,
or is he not old enough yet? Is Victor old enough to vote yet?
Yeah, Victor's old enough to vote.
I went to vote, and they turned me away because I was a Negro. And it's been a long time in this country that being a black man was banned from voting. I don't know what's going on. I think this is all a part of Trump's America. They're denying the right to vote to Negroes like me.
No, I don't know. Okay. I think everybody has the right to vote. As long as they have a voter's registration card.
Well, they denied me the right to vote, apparently because I'm black and homeless. So this is all Trump's fault, I think. By the way, boycott Goya. Boycott Goya. You got any other calls?
Yeah, I do.
Praise God.
I'm going to take a 111 caller right now.
Hello.
What in the hell?
Hey, Hey, Pastor Ken, how you doing?
Wow.
I am more blessed and more favored than any other pastor.
Amen.
I think I am in the Guinness Book of several records for the pastor with the biggest penis. Are you jealous, Kenny?
I don't know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Our Kenny's got a little one.
I want you to forward that message to Pastor Wanda and let that black Nubian, I think they like to be called bitches, but let her know, let the bitch know that I have a big penis, Kenny. Will you do that for me?
Okay.
Don't be jealous, Kenny. Don't be a bitch, too. Bitch, Kenny.
Okay. Okay. Thank
bitch
you for
Kenny.
Calling me a bitch, okay? And goodbye.
Yeah, bitch, Kenny.
Okay.
Well, why'd you hang up?
Wait.
Why'd you hang up?
Because I'm not going to be called a bitch on my own show. Okay, 908. Hello, you're on
right
here.
You might be jealous.
Hi, Kenny, it's Sam. How are you, honey?
Hey, how you doing, Sam? Get a new number?
Honey, so many problems. But I'm wondering if you're busy on July 30th for Tisha.
For what?
Tisha B'Av. You know the Jewish holiday?
More than likely, I am.
How about Purple Heart Day? It's August 7th.
August 7th, okay, is my one of my roommate's birthday. I'll be definitely busy that day.
Sucking dick.
Kenny, it's hard. August 21st. Hawaii Statehood Day? Are you busy?
I don't know yet. I have to check my calendar.
Well, can you text my new number later if you're busy?
Okay, yeah.
And Kenny, I'm so confused about the Ten Commandments. Can you help me recite them quickly?
What are you confused about?
The order. I'm always confused about the order. It's so hard to remember.
He's going to
Can
Google.
Can you help me?
Google.
Ten Commandments?
Google.
Yes, please.
He's stalling. He's Googling.
No, I'm not. Okay.
There you are.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's Googling.
Can you help, Kenny?
Yeah, I can give them to you.
Thanks, honey.
One, two,
three. One, you shall have no other gods before me. Two, you shall not make any idols. Three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Four, Sabbath day to keep it holy. And five is to honor your father and your mother. Six, you shall not murder. Seven, you shall not steal. Eight, you shall not steal. And nine, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And ten, you shall not covet.
Thanks, Kenny. Kenny, since you're so busy, can I ask your black friend if he's busy on Tisha B'Av?
I'm pretty sure I'm free on that day. I'm homeless and I don't really have a whole lot going on. I'm staying down. I'm at the mission in San Antonio. I'm at the Haven for Hope down here.
Do you have any services, honey?
Services?
I prefer to get
serviced myself. If you're offering any blowjobs, I'd really appreciate that. You'd really be doing me a solid if you would get down on your knees and drain the balls.
I'm kind of attached to Kenny, and I don't want to break his feelings.
I don't think he has any.
Well, you're free to do whatever you want there, Sam.
Well, that's nice of you. Thanks, honey.
Okay. Well, let's see here. We got some more callers? Yes, we do. How about let's take the 111 caller?
Some more niggers, hopefully. Get some more niggers in here.
111, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Pastor Kid. How are you doing tonight, y'all?
I'm doing great, Sven. How you doing?
I am doing all right during these crazy times. Just trying to keep in the good spirits and to make sure that my friends or family are also in the veil of the spirit. And I hope that you, Tony F., and Mr. Washington here are having a blessed and holy night, yes?
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sven.
You're very welcome. And I would like to extend a prayer thought to those who are experiencing the hard times at the moment. It may seem that the tunnel is dark, but fear not, for the light will always be bright, yes?
Amen.
Tony Fratarn's ass tunnel's very dark from what I hear.
Oh, my. But thank you for taking my call, Pastor Kin, and you have a good rest of the night. Same to you, Mr. Washington, and Tony F., and to everyone
Bye,
listening.
Ben.
And a good night to you as
Bye,
well,
honey.
Sam.
Hey, goodbye. Goodbye to that German fella. That got
thank you for
that
calling.
Got German?
Swedish.
Oh, okay. Well, all same to me. Bunch of white people.
Bad enough.
Okay. All right, let's take another caller. 111.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California, now at Terryville, Connecticut, still from Bible Believers Church. And I wanted to say that I approve of the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
Okay.
Now, did I hear that correct, that the... Do you have a gay Asian fellow and a black older homosexual and a gay Swedish German feller there?
I never said I was gay.
I'm not gay.
I saw a post on Facebook with a gay gentleman holding up a gay pride flag saying, if you stomp on my flag, I will stomp on your ass. And I think that is a good stand for the homosexual community to take, that they have to defend themselves and that gay pride is important. So I wanted to say this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of the gay flag.
Okay.
Well, amen.
That's a mistake.
And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but...
So if, I mean, Grover, for example, I hear you saying that you like to get your balls constantly drained by other males. That considers you a homosexual in my book, but there's nothing to be ashamed of. And Sam, if you have a man crush on Dr. Fishman, that's okay. It's okay to be gay. And Sven, if you like to partake in sticking popsicles up your anus, then that's okay too. It's a good thing for you, and it's healthy. And I hear that the flavor goes to your taste buds sooner. So this stuff, Peter Paul Ventura,
that is true. That is true.
Ass chugging.
Dr. Ventura, I have a question.
Especially the tropical punch ones, you know.
Do you think Kenny's cock blocking me? He's always so busy. I feel like I'm maybe being cheated on. What do you think, Doctor?
Well, I want to say that Dr. Fishman is involved in a relationship, and therefore he can.
Oh, hello. Dr. Peter dropped for some particular reason. I don't know what happened.
Are you cock-blocking me?
No, yeah, I'm not cock-blocking you. Okay, Sam, I told you I'm in a relationship. Okay?
But that's temporary.
Ken, you didn't seem to be in a relationship last Christmas when you came. When you got down on your knees and you drained my balls as a charity blowjob.
I didn't do that, Grover. Okay? Let me just take 111 again. 111.
Fucking lying, Cuban.
Good evening, Fishman. Dr. Fishman, good evening. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura once again, and I don't approve of you hanging up on me.
I didn't hang
I
up on you. You dropped.
I'm a felt, well endowed, recognized pastor and a doctor with, and I don't approve of this. I'm trying to support you and spread a message of homosexuality and how good it is to be homosexual, which you are, and I'm trying to support you. But hanging up on me does not resolve the issues, and it only proves that. That's why people doubt that Black Lives Matter. So please do not hang up on me when I'm trying to spread a message. You're not.
I didn't hang up on you. You dropped.
Okay.
Liar.
No, I didn't hang up on him. Okay, Grover. I haven't hung up on you yet. Bye.
Dr. Fishman.
Well, if you did, you'd be a racist.
Dr. Fishman, I don't approve of racism.
And
I don't approve of homophobia or arachnophobia. But Dr. Fishman, I'm here to support you. What I was saying is that homosexual lives matter as well. I think you should
all
take
you
him
need
and
is love.
Body. Shut up.
What's on?
Dr. Fishman, is Sam welcomed in your house at the homosexual man?
Like you anyway.
Tomorrow, Kenny? Can I come over tomorrow?
Nah, he's always busy. Lying back. And by the way,
you have
just
a cookout
because will you shut up, you fucking German? Just because I had Ken. Just because
oh,
right, I had
this
Ken.
Down from Sweden
shut
house.
The fuck up. God
damn hey, you.
Language.
I'll
hey,
have you
turn.
Know that the last person that cursed at me was my babysitter, all three of them, and you guys know what happened to them. I put a knife to their throats, and I raped them, and it brought me a great deal of emotional anxiety, or what I like to call an erection. Now, if you talk like that one more time to me, you German bastard, I will stick a knife on your throat, and I will forget that I am a doctor of religious studies, and you do not know what's going to happen to you. Because one of two things is going to happen. Either my dick or my knife is going to end up with shit on it, and you're not going to like it.
Oh, no.
Not a smell.
I don't approve of that message.
Okay. Well,
sorry, Dr. Fishman, but we had to put that guy in his place. Do you agree, Dr. Fishman, that he should not be here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Sven was doing, okay? I didn't think Sven was doing anything wrong, okay?
He called you the F word. He called you a homophobic slur. I heard him call
I
you
I did
that.
Not say that.
He said it in German.
I didn't
think he did, but you know.
I'm old enough to remember World War II. I remember them Germans in World War II. I remember them. I haven't forgotten. Hashtag never forget.
Dr. Fishman, have you forgotten?
No, I haven't forgotten World War II.
Okay. So now, Sven, Dr. Fishman and I accept your apology. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of Sven's apology.
Amen. I am sorry. It will not happen again.
Okay, Sven. No problem. We got Doug on the line here. He wants to come on and talk. Let me bring him on. Okay?
Bye. See you later.
Okay. See you later, Grover. Hey, Doug, how you doing? Hello? Doug, you're on the
Hello.
Air. Hey, how
Hello.
You doing, Doug?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, too.
Where'd Sven go? He's my buddy.
Sven's right here.
Hey, Sven, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Doug. How about you?
I'm doing okay. How is that?
Doug, I just want to say that this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I'm
I know who you are. Yeah, what do you got to say? Hello? I get booted again, huh? Yeah, okay.
Neither did Dr. Peter. He's still here.
Okay, what do you got to say, Dr. Peter? That's what I thought.
Good evening, Doug. Can you hear me? You're breaking up. Are you in a good area, Doug?
I'm in a good area.
Doug.
Yes.
Doug.
Yes.
Can anybody hear Doug? Dr. Fisher.
Yeah, I can hear him.
Doug's still alive.
Yeah,
I can't hear him. I'm hearing nothing on his end.
No, I'm calling from the center of the earth.
Doug, can you hear?
Yeah, I get it. Frauds.
Dr. Peter dropped again. Okay.
You hear me, Ken?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm calling from the center of the earth.
Okay, let's see. I got two more 111 callers. Let's take them and see what they got to say.
Good evening,
yeah.
Dr. Fishman.
Hello.
Good evening, and thank you for having such a godly show, Dr. Fishman, and a big shout-out to Dr. Ventura. This is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer, calling in to give everybody a good evening. And I wanted to share a poem I wrote. It's titled Dougie's Barnyard. Doug's first sex was with a duck. Then he fucked a chicken until he made it cluck. Then he blew a bull and gave a good suck. After giving the pig anal and it shit on him, he ran out of luck. But then he screamed when Dominguez gave him a hard fuck. Doug the drunk, the barnyard punk, fucked a skunk, drinks dog ball spunk, had sex with cats in the trunk. Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Then Mike Hunt got out of fifth grade and actually started to do real work and jobs. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was a terrible response. Is that the best you got, you bestiality freak? Come on, drink some more beer. You got to do better than that.
Yes, yes. Yes, Ken.
You got to do better. Hey, Kenny, let's go ahead and take that other one.
My name ain't Spencer. No, my name ain't Spencer. My name's Mike. Paulie, which one is it?
Okay, let's take the other 111 caller.
Yeah, take the other 111.
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hopefully
hello,
it's Rico.
Hello, this is Frank, Frank Gillespie. How you doing?
Hey,
there,
Frank, how you doing, Frank?
I'm
hey, what's up, Beanie? What's up, Beanie?
Just coming in to just say how you doing. I haven't called in a long while because I was cream truck and my ice cream truck got repossessed because somebody was saying that I was selling penis shaped lollipops and it wasn't true.
Oh.
But
yeah.
Doug, I know your real name, Doug.
Oh, do you? What's
name?
My real name? Guess
your
what?
Name
my real name's Doug.
No, it's
well,
not.
It's hard to
Adam
figure
George.
Out. Is that hard for you to figure out? My real
Adam
name's
George.
Doug. Wow,
Adam
that's
George.
Really hard to figure out.
Adam Dorn.
Right, Beanie?
It's like baseball, you got the Schwartz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Adam 112.
Adam 12, yeah.
Anyway, here any more Carters?
Yes, we got one more caller here from 111. We bring him on.
Hopefully it's a real
hello,
beat.
Ken. Hi, Ken. How are you?
All right. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm okay.
Well, that's long feather Johnny, too.
Shut up. Notice how you have nothing to add, and you call in, and you nothing to add. It's like that.
Uh-huh. What are you going to add, Johnny?
Calling in to remind you that you suck.
Okay, thank you.
You're breaking up real bad, too.
I can't even hear him.
Of course not, because you're a fag boy.
That's real helpful. I heard half of that.
Oh, I thought you couldn't hear me.
Hey,
wait a minute.
I heard
you said you couldn't hear me. You can't hear me?
You have no...
You couldn't hear me, but
you
heard me?
Ken, is he still there?
Echo.
Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, can hear you.
Fuck up.
On the line.
Nobody even wants you here.
That's the whole reason that I come on here.
Hello? Is anyone here?
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Ken.
Hello?
How's it going?
Hello? Hello?
That other guy
Mayday.
Talked about...
Mayday, Mayday.
What election today? What kind of voting happened today?
They voted you out of office. Straight away.
He's breaking up.
Yeah. He said, "I'll
Ken, what kind of
play.
Voting happened today?"
I guess it was for, you know, for like governor and all that kind of stuff, and I don't know. I don't really vote, so I couldn't tell you.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad Farrar was able to get out. He braved the disease, the sickness.
Yeah, well,
he didn't do a reading
tonight? Wear a mask and social distance.
How come he didn't do a Bible reading tonight? Is he busy?
Oh, he's not feeling that great tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I don't really care.
He's breaking up. I heard something about care. But not really.
Yeah, I said you wish you had hair. But you know.
I wish I had what?
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah, it's hard to have a conversation with someone who's 25% is coming through. If that. So, Doug, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but do you have any sound effects you want to make? Or maybe you could just make a gagging sound, or you could just maybe say,
ask Sven to do that. Did you hear that?
Ask who to do that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Ask Sven to make stupid sounds.
How's your...
Can anybody hear him? I can't hear anything. I can hear everyone else.
I can hear you perfectly great. So maybe we should just talk to him. I heard that you were accused of being a German. Apparently, Germany is not Sweden. That was wrong. Whoever called you a German.
No, he's from Ohio.
Right, somebody just said the word Ohio. I didn't hear the rest of that sentence, though, so I don't really know.
I only heard the word hi. Hi from Sweden.
Oh. Nice country you have there. Ken, you have Wanda back anytime soon? You got Wanda coming back?
Yeah, she'll be back tomorrow night.
Oh, God. Okay. So you're definitely going to have a show tomorrow?
I'm going to be doing Woman of God, Daughters of a King. That's her show.
Does she allow callers?
Huh?
Does she allow callers?
Yeah, she asked me if there's callers. I maintain the board for her. Okay.
Oh, okay. You might want to try to get some of those Negro spirituals, some of those Southern gospel, black church music. I think you might do that.
Yeah, you could get some of them Indian.
Yeah,
you could get an Indian, too.
I got plenty
try
of that.
Try getting an Indian.
Well, I look forward to hearing that. Sometimes you need to get some of that old-time religion. Amen.
Amen.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Well, we got 60 seconds left, okay? Let's bring on Ashley. She's been waiting, okay?
Hi.
Hey, hi.
What? Name?
Ashley, I told you don't play that back. I told you don't do that.
What?
He's jerking off. Doug's jerking off his micropenis.
Okay. Alright.
He's stroking his 1 inch.
Okay.
Got a whiskey dick.
Where's Sven? Huh?
swing low, sweet
Chariot. Okay, we have 10 seconds left.
Coming for to carry me home.
Hey, Johnny, go fuck yourself.
Smoking his whiskey dick. Okay. He's got a limp 1 inch. Swing low. I'm going to go buy some beer at the sheet.
Everybody, have a good one.
I'm going to fuck a chicken in the woods. My kids won't talk to me anymore. Because I'm
God
a pedo.
Everybody.
Should never admit that stuff on the air.